We'll come to order. Case 1299 on an application of Blocko Incorporated for an order permitting a well to be drilled in the southwest southwest of Section 1, Township 140 North, Range 96 West, Stark County, North Dakota, as an exception to the spacing requirements in the Dickinson Field. Let the record show that the examiner has received no objections to proceeding by examiner hearing in this matter. Those wishing to testify, please raise your hand and take the oath. You solemnly promise the testimony you're about to give in the hearing shall be the truth and the whole truth, so help you God.
I do.
Mr. Bauer?
My name is Arthur C. Bauer. I'm a partner in the firm of Bauer and Land, Oil, Gas, and Mineral Exploration, Bismarck, North Dakota, and president of Blocko Inc., which is a corporation that owns a working interest in the proposed oil and gas lease and surrounding leases that we're planning to drill at spacing section well. And we have requested the examiner's hearing because of the urgency of meeting our lease obligations and our contract obligations with our partners, rig availability, and items like that. We plan to move in on this location sometime right after the 20th of December if we receive the approval of our spacing exception request. We have two geologic maps that were prepared by Cooper Land that we will present as our exhibits 1 and 2, supporting the geologic reasoning for the need for the spacing exception. And I believe that now would be appropriate for Cooper Land to qualify himself as an ex-witness and to further go on and explain the geologic interpretations of our application.
My name is Cooper Land. I reside in Bismarck. I'm a partner in the firm of Bauer and Land also, and I'm vice president of Blocko Inc. I've qualified on a number of occasions in the past to testify as an expert witness, and I assume the qualifications are accepted.
Your qualifications are accepted.
I've prepared two maps here. One is an isopachus map of the Tyler B. Sandstone or Heath B. Sandstone, and the principal producing sand in the Dickinson Field. And this map shows the eastern half of the Dickinson Heath Field, and also shows the outline of the Dickinson Heath Sand Unit. It's my understanding that the outline of the Dickinson Heath Sand Unit varies slightly in the northeast end of the field from the outline of the Dickinson Field. This information I got from U.S. And that the only significant variation in the area we're talking about is that the south half of Section 11 included in the Dickinson Field and not the Dickinson Heath Sand Unit. And I've indicated that by a pencil line here on this map. Exhibit 1 is, as I pointed out, an isopachus map of the B sandstone. It also shows the oil-water contact shown here by a dashed line. Production from the B sand is obtained from long linear bars of sand which trend in a northeast-southwest direction. Locally, down in the main area of the field, several of these bars merge to give a fairly wide extent to the production. However, there are can be shown that there are dry holes and very poor wells within the main portion of the field itself. What we're trying to do is to trace a one of these bars, which probably has a maximum width in terms of effective frosting permeability of a half mile or less, northeastward from the two producing wells in section 14 and section 11, 140, 96, northeastward into a block of acreage we have in the northeast corner of the township. And it's been our experience in drilling a number of wells in and around the field that if you don't hit one of these bars right on the crest, you're looking at either a dry hole or a non-commercial well. And I think there are a total of 4 dry holes on the northeast end of the field in sections 10, 11, and 14, which would confirm this interpretation, namely that the bar is narrow and you've got to catch it in the porcelain permeable part. The pattern location in section 1 would be, in the south half of section 1, would be the southwest of the southeast quarter, which, as shown by this interpretation, would result in a thin and tight sand, much like the wells in the southeast of section 11 and northeast of section 14 got, and hence dry holes. What we want to do is move a location a half a mile east into the a half mile west into the southwest and the southwest of one, and hope to catch the thick portion of the bar and thread the needle, so to speak, between the dry holes and trace it to the northeast. The second map I have is a structural contour map, which I'll lay side down. Shows the structure on top of the B sand, and the oil water contact along the northeast side of the field is shown by this dashed line, which is a subsea datum of the minus 5408 on the B sand. now, the dashed line of the showing the position of the oil water contact is transposed also on the isopach map. So essentially you're looking at regional depth northeastward into the basin, and you do know though that if you get down dip from this oil water contact that is shown here, that you're going to get, even though you get this porcelain permeable sand, it will probably be water bearing. So this dashed line on exhibit 2 is also shown on exhibit 1 here. So essentially what we believe we're looking at then is a narrow bar of sand which trends northeastward from production, and which production on the east side, or on the north and west side, would be controlled by a combination of a sand pinch out and or an oil water contact. The limit of production on the east and south sides would be controlled by the permeability pinch out of the sand, and we're just trying to play it right through like so, and we believe that we have, you know, like as much as 1,000-1,500 potential acres of production up there, but you're going to have to be fairly careful where you're drilling.
Is this a dry hole in section 32?
Yes, it is.
What's the proper location for the north half of this section?
Southwest. So many. That's right there.
That would be over 400 acres, and those aren't the large sections.
Is this within the confines of the field itself, or is it just a buffer zone?
No, it's not. It's a buffer zone. Here is the unit outline, mm-hmm. And again, in talking with Wes, as near as I can tell, the field outline differs from the unit outline all the way across this area, only in the inclusion of this 320-acre tract on which the Patrick Phillips, was that Houston?
No, not Houston.
Pavlicek.
Pavlicek Wolf well is located right here. You see, this well isn't in the unit. This is the one that Conoco was talking about at the last hearing.
That well, Jerry, this unit was not in the field boundary either until that well was drilled and completed, and then the 320-acre unit is automatically included within the field when it mm-hmm. came through so, our automatic extension.
But it's requested, the exception is requested because of the buffer zone rule.
That's yeah. right, yeah.
And the closest producing well is in the south half of Section 11. Is that right?
Yes, without measuring that, it looks like to me it would be slightly in excess of a mile away. I haven't measured the footages on it, but...
Do you hold...
It would be about a mile and a quarter.
You hold right. the lease on the north half, too?
Yeah, here's the map on that. We acquired that lease by assignment from Energy Minerals.
So you've got the lease on the whole, for our section?
Yeah. We have full interest in this and almost in that. And we're getting support on this well from Patrick and Phillips, who own half of this quarter right here. And they also own half of this one, all of this one, and all of this and all that. We're getting an option to earn an acreage. So they support this.
Is the landowner, royalty owner, interest different in the north and the south half?
Yes. The common ownership in here tends to be.
Do you propose that spacing unit's going to be the south half or the west?
We're going to propose if we're successful to change to the east. We're in a quandary now. I don't know if we want this on the record or not.
Sand on the well. The sand on the well looks fairly tight to it.
That's an even mark.
Yeah, I've got them exhibit 1 and 2.
All right, are we back on the record?
Yeah.
Do you have anything further to offer, Ms. Bauer, Ms. Glenn?
No, you've explained the lease position.
Yes, we've at the last hearing, the November hearing of the Industrial Commission, we presented the letters from Phillips Petroleum Company and Patrick Petroleum Corporation stating that they had no objection to our request for the spacing exception, and they, for all practical purposes in this area that we think is potential up to here, the only owners of leases that have an interest other than us are Patrick Petroleum and Phillips.
Do you have any questions, Wes?
You should admit the exhibits into the record. Other than that, I have no questions.
Are you offering the exhibits 1 and 2?
Right.
Without objection, they will be admitted. Is there any further testimony? If not, we'll close the hearing and submit our recommendations to the commission.
Thank you.